The Sydney Writers' Festival is now calling all kids interested in storytelling to attend their family day. Next Sunday, the State Library of New South Wales will be hosting many authors and illustrators to sharpen children's storytelling skills and elevate their imagination. The Family Day is an all-family event, and I spoke with Family Day producer Nathan Love about the event.
Yeah, so Sydney Writers' Festival have always had a big Family Day as part of their program for our normal festival, which is on in May, but with a new partnership with the State Library of New South Wales, we are now doing programming out of season, and so this Family Day coming up on the 23rd of November is our first Family Day event there, and it's a collection of children's authors and illustrators doing lots of wonderful, fabulous things for families.
And what are some of the events that you're having throughout the week?
Yeah, so we have, it's a one day of programming from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. We have a whole bunch of story time sessions for younger kids. We have some authors and illustrators who are doing sort of author talk presentations. And then we have a series of workshops happening, so writing and art making workshops. And then we also have a whole bunch of craft and hands-on activities happening throughout the day.
Now, why is it important to sharp storytelling skills to kids?
Well, I think that there are a couple of things. I think in terms of our programming, a big part of what we do is trying to get kids excited about books, because we do know that reading levels, especially with older kids, are starting to decline. And so what we want to do is get more kids reading, but also to celebrate the joy and the fun of reading and getting parents involved in that fun as well. So all the sessions, we've got people like Andrew McDonald and Ben Wood, who write the Real Pigeons books, who are just really fun, energetic presenters. So we want kids to come along, get excited by seeing them, but then afterwards also get to meet them, get their book signed, and walk away from this really fun day thinking, you know, reading is, you know, a great thing to do.
Now, how can these type of events, you know, like artistic events, book events, you know, to showcasing storytelling skills, etc., how are these events, you know, such as the ones on this festival, help children in their development?
Well, and again, I think it is about associating a fun day with books. It's about getting parents involved as well in seeing the presenters, then hopefully going home and reading the books with the kids, so that they also are, you know, jumping on and having fun with books. And it's also about showing for those kids who do want to go on. I mean, I was one of those kids who as a kid wanted to be a writer. The idea of meeting real life people and seeing, well, they're just like you and me. This is something that anyone, you know, can do. So I think that's also important.
Great. So where can we get more information about the event and the workshops and, you know, more information about this?
Yeah, so on our the Sydney Writers Festival website, you'll be able to find, or if you look under the program and then click on the date, which is Sunday the 23rd of November, it'll bring up all of the events that we have. There are some, only the workshops have a price to them, a minimal price, or everything else is free for the day. But for all of our sessions, like the author talks and story times, you do need to register for a ticket because there are limited seats. So if they were exhausted, because it is proving to be very popular, you can always put your name on the waiting list. But as I mentioned, there are also lots of events happening during the day and activities that are free. So you could just rock up for those ones. And if you're lucky, if some people don't show up, you might also be able to sneak into some of those other sessions. Some of the people that you might see there, as I mentioned, Andrew McDonald and Ben Wood, but there's also Amelia Mellor, who's written the new Ocean Porge series, which is great. Matt Cosgrove, the author of the Mac of the Alpaca series, very popular. We have the Recipe Tins chef Nagi Mehashi and her dog Dozer are going to be there for a story time session. So there's a really varied mix of authors, and also Josh Pike, who is a singer-songwriter, will also be singing for the kids and launching a new book that he's written.
What's the age limit that you are tackling? Is it just like you really young kids, or it's also teenagers as well?
It goes all the way up to about age 12, so primary school kids and preschool kids as well. So not so much teenagers, but certainly all the way up to age 12.
That was producer of Family Day, Nathan Love.